Why business development networking sucks and what you should do instead. Hi, I'm Dave Lorenzo. This is the Inside BS Show. And today I'm going to share with you three reasons why business development networking absolutely sucks. And I'm going to share three alternatives. The first two are good, but the last alternative I'm going to share, the best alternative, is going to come at the end of our time together today, and it's going to absolutely blow you away. It will put your business development on steroids. It's going to make your hair catch on fire. So stay with me till the end of our time together today. All right. The first reason why business development networking sucks is because there's no leverage. You got absolutely no leverage in business development and networking. You go to a Chamber of Commerce event, you meet Harry Jones, and you and Harry Jones talk for 45 minutes, and then you decide you're going to get together with Harry Jones after that event. You get together with Harry, first you drive to his office, you pick him up, and then you drive to lunch, you eat the lunch, you talk about family, you talk about kids, then you finally get down to business. And you find out that Harry doesn't have any money. And then you got to drive him back to the office, drop him off, pretend you still like him. Then you got to drive all the way back to your office. So you wasted all of that time at the Chamber of Commerce event. Then you wasted time picking this guy up and dropping him off. And you wasted time at lunch. And you got nothing out of it. Think about if you would have spent that time doing something else that led to just one client. You would have been way better off. Think about if you would have spent that time doing something that would have got you 50 or 100 prospects. You would have been way, way better off. One-on-one networking opportunities are the worst because you have no leverage. There's no way that you can get more than one client, even if that client is worth $1 million. Well, if the client is worth $1 million, I guess it's okay. But how many clients can you get to and do one-on-one networking with that are worth $1 million? If every client you got in front of was worth $1 million and you closed 50%, I'd say, booyah, go for the networking. But that's not the way it works. 90% of the time when you do one-on-one networking, the client is either, the prospect is either never going to become a client or they're going to become a very low-level client. You're better off going after 10 clients at a time, 20 clients at a time, and we're going to give you some alternatives that'll show you how to do that. The second reason why business development networking sucks is because, well, I alluded to it, there's a high failure rate. Many people want to meet with you. They want to meet with you because they want to pick your brain, because you're smart and you're a professional and you know your business. So what they're going to do is they're going to invite you to lunch. They're going to invite you to a networking opportunity, one-on-one networking opportunity. They're going to want to connect with you, and they're going to want to pick your brain. And they'll take all that free information, and they'll go to a cheaper competitor, or they'll go out of town, and or they'll outsource it to China. So the high failure rate of networking makes it a low probability event, and your time is just too valuable to spend doing that. The third reason why business development networking absolutely sucks is because even if you hit it off with this other person and you have an external orientation, you need to connect with the other person and then you need to win the other person over. It takes two of you. There's got to be some reciprocity there. So think about it this way. There are three outcomes from any meeting. Right? You've heard me say this before. The first outcome is you get a piece of business, which is great. The second outcome is you get a referral, which is okay. It's not the best, but it's okay. The third outcome is you meet with someone who could potentially be an employee for your company or could refer you to an employee for your company. I don't know about you, but I'm always looking to recruit more salespeople. So I try to salvage any one-on-one meeting. If the person's not going to be a client and they're not going to refer me anybody for me to do business with, I say to them, hey, do you know anybody who's looking for a sales job? I'm looking for great salespeople who are highly motivated and have a great personality and understand relationship-based sales. Do you know anyone like that? Then if that person says yes, I get something out of it, right? What does all this require? It requires two people. It requires me. And it requires you to know what we're doing. They have to know how to refer just like I have to know how to refer. They have to know how to make an introduction just like I have to know how to make an introduction. And you know what I found over the last 30 years of doing this? Very few people are good at connecting people together. Very few people are good at making introductions or delivering referrals. So the fact that it takes two people to make this whole networking thing work out and the other person usually sucks is really bad for you, the person who could be doing other things. So those are three big reasons why business development networking sucks. Now I'm going to give you some alternatives. Alternative number one, instead of investing all that time in business development networking, I want you to invest that time researching speaking engagements with groups that your best clients belong to, and then pitching those groups on letting you get in front of them to speak. Why? Because even if you only get in front of a room full of 10 people, you're still 1 to 10 versus 1 to 1 business development networking. So 1 to 10 is way better than 1 to 1. I want you in front of at least 10 people, preferably at least 50 people or 100 people or more. Because when you get up in front of that group, you're going to educate them, you're going to motivate them, you're going to entertain them, and then at the end of your speech, you're going to make them an offer of something for free in exchange for their contact information. Dozens of people are going to give you their contact information and you follow up with them, and they're all primed to buy from you because you have the ultimate credibility because you are an authority figure in the front of the room. That's why speaking engagements are one of the greatest alternatives to networking. The second alternative to networking is educational videos. Now, you see me doing this video right here for you, and I'm talking about business development and I'm talking about networking. I've done over 700 of these videos on my YouTube channel. I've done dozens and dozens and dozens of these videos on Instagram. I've done dozens of these videos on LinkedIn. Why do I do these educational videos? Because when I do these educational videos, it conveys the same level of credibility as a speech in the front of the room. And in addition, it gives me leverage, and it gives me leverage for years and years and years. There are videos on my YouTube channel that have been there since 2008 that bring me clients every single month. The videos lead people to call me every single month. If you want to examine my body of work, you want to know if I know what I'm talking about, all you've got to do is go to YouTube, put in my name, Dave Lorenzo, and scroll through those hundreds of videos, watch them all, watch any one of them, you'll know I know what I'm talking about. So educational videos are the next best thing to speaking engagements. Now, I told you to make an offer to people. I'm going to do that with you right now, right here in this video. I want to give you my business development system, and I want to give it to you for free. It's a gift from me to you. Go to revenueroadmapguide.com, revenueroadmapguide.com. Enter your contact info there. You'll get instant access to my business development system, which will help you close more deals, make more money, and get home on time for dinner every night. Okay, I promised you the best alternative to networking, and we're up to that part of our video. And the best alternative to networking is a strategic alliance partnership. Here's how it works. Here's how you do it. You find someone who targets the same exact clients as you do, someone who's not a competitor. So if you're a lawyer, you find a CPA. If you're a CPA, you find a financial advisor. If you're a financial advisor, maybe you find, I don't know, a therapist who's targeting the exact same clients that you're targeting. Maybe a therapist who targets wealthy clients, a therapist who targets affluent clientele. And you, the CPA, and the financial advisor set up a webinar, or you set up an in-person presentation together. He invites his list, you invite your list, and together you fill the room. You get the chance to speak to everyone. You're speaking to his audience as well as your audience. He's speaking to your audience as well as his audience. You immediately have credibility because they trust each other. You immediately have credibility because they trust you and they trust the CPA. So that trust is passed to everyone in the room. The CPA's clients will do business with you. You'll do business with the CPA's clients. The CPA will do business with your clients. It'll be one big happy family relationship. Strategic alliance partnerships are the thing you should spend your time on instead of business development networking. All right, you want more great tips just like this? You want more great videos? Scroll down right below me right now. Filling in is another business development video. I want you to watch that right now. I will see you in our next video.